CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. Bye, Ron Largent. We love you. Bye, Dad. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and I am the owner of HealthWise Chiropractic here in Redding, California. And it's an amazing honor for me to be a part of the KCNR family. I'm so excited to be a host of the Positively Healthy Show and to be of service to you, the people in this lovely Northern California community. Happy New Year, everybody, and God bless America. One of my goals this year is to be able to help as many people as I can with my comprehensive and integrative approach to healthcare. I see myself as an educator, not only in my office, but I love using this venue here at the radio station and the Positively Healthy Show to be able to share, teach, and coach, and for you to be able to have the healthy lifestyle and great health that you desire. So, because you guys know it's time, right? It's time. It's your time to make that decision, and it's our responsibility, ultimately, to be responsible for our own health, right? So who's ready to have more energy? Who?
I'll bite.
Okay.
I am. Yay!
Okay, who's ready to have more vitality? Everyone in the studio right now is just all smiles and excited. So who's ready to feel better? I know some people come to me with goals and say, Dr. Mary, I just want to feel better, okay? And so we have to figure out what that would be for you. Who's ready to lose weight? I know a lot of people are. Today's show will help you start on your personalized journey to meet your goals, okay? This segment of the Positively Healthy Show is sponsored by Everyday Paleo Lifestyle and Fitness. Take the next step into paleo living. For more information, go to my site homepage, HealthWiseDoc.com, that's HealthWiseDoc.com, and click the link. And I'm sure Rachel will help put it up there later on the chat line.
It's actually there right now, and we are at KCNR1460.com. If you would like to ask anybody a question, we will pass it along.
I think it's a great day for that. It's going to be a great day for a lot of information, and please feel free to call in and ask questions and on the chat line as well. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Dr. Maria.
So nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Prospero Año and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad speaks 11 languages.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, hello.
Nice.
We have another guest in the studio.
Yeah,
I'm
nice
gonna
new
give him
guest in the studio. Okay, that's great. So I'm so glad that you're feeling better these days, Rachel, and I would love to welcome my co-host, a busy mom and wife, active in her community, Dancing with the Stars contestant the first time when they had it, my friend and business partner, independent consultant with Arbonne International, area manager, Miss Christy Largent.
Good morning, Dr. Maria.
Yeah.
Good morning, Redding area, North State area. Yeah. Glad to be here this morning.
I am so happy to have you on the show today, and we always have a fun time when it's girlfriends in here talking, but now we have, we'll introduce later, some testosterone just came in, which is awesome. We love that, too. Okay, so tell us what you're going to help me talk about later.
Well, we wanted to talk about today, like you said, healthy fresh starts and getting started off. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting, and we're going to talk about mindset, and we're going to talk about ways that you can take yourself to the next level, whatever you want to do. If it's you want to start a new hobby, if you want to take advantage of all the opportunities we have here in the North State, if you want to feel better, look better, be better.
Yeah.
You know, our old
president
of Arbonne, before she's not old. Let me rephrase that.
Former
president. She retired, and Rita Davenport, some of you may know her. She's an internationally known speaker and trainer and writer and author. And she said, you know, if you want to, we're going to learn how to be more so that we can do more, so that we can have more, so that we can give more.
And for me, it's so I can help more.
Well,
know,
yeah,
ultimately,
I mean, helping and giving is, it's like, what do I have to offer to give back? And sometimes we have to get out of our own way so that we can see what there is that we are designed to do. And you know I'm so passionate about that, and we love talking about it and sharing about it. So we're going to give some strategies.
And you have a lot of training under your belt for that, which I really want to tap into today. I know you have done a lot of self-education, reading, training, seminars. So let's really, you know, get into that.
Yep. And this is my year, too. All my friends out there are like, oh, brother, Christy knows how to preach it, but let's see her do it.
Okay.
So this is the year.
And it's a everyday journey. And, I better get into my next guest here because we've got 30 seconds. We're going to talk more about our next guest when we come back. And she's amazing, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, KCNR1460.com. Welcome back.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi. I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
That's for you. That song is for you. My next guest in the studio today is an amazing gem of a lady, the most welcoming, warm person, retired nurse of, I believe it's almost 25 years.
39 years.
Whoa. A new friend of mine. Did I mention that girlfriend knows how to shake her thing? I didn't mention that yet, but she really, really does. Anyway, owner instructor of Visual Rhythms Fitness Studio here in Reading. Today we are hoping that you'll hang out with us, Miss Jan Bailey. Say hi to us, please.
Hi, Dr. Maria. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm excited to be here and honored to share this day with you.
Welcome to the show, and can you please introduce your...
This is my husband, Mark Bailey. And he's come by to talk about something that's very dear to his heart, the MIP project.
Say hi, Mark.
Good morning. I was instructed to show up here, so
I like
as
that.
A dutiful husband, here I am.
Don't we like men that know how to take instructions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I just say that?
That's yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got so many things to talk about today. Jan, I'm really hoping that you can share with us, because we do want to talk about movement later, and Christy has some great ideas. We are going to talk about what you do in your studio, but first and foremost, Mark, can you please give us a summary about what you do? It's really important for our veterans and our community.
Well, I'll see if I can do this without getting too emotional. have the
privilege
to be involved with a group called Missing in America Project, and it is a national organization that is basically founded and located in Redding, California. Our basic premise is to locate and the cremains of veterans that have been left on mortuary shelves for whatever reasons. State law was passed in California that allows us to go in, identify them, and once we've been able to do that, whether it includes spouses and dependents, we can then claim them legally and give them an honorable military burial.
Wow.
Having said that, laws have been passed nationwide in some states, and we just, the Senate passed unanimously authorization to do that. The House just passed it. We just came back from a mission over the weekend, and we're sitting at breakfast, and Fred just got an email. He's the founder of MIAP, and it showed that the House had just unanimously passed it. So now the bill is sitting on Obama's desk to be signed. That will give us federal legislation to do what we've been trying to do.
Okay.
Great. How'd you get involved in this?
My best friend was a corpsman who served in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And long and short, he killed himself 30 years after the fact. And I made a vow.
Wow.
Sorry about this.
Good job, okay. Mark. Keep going.
A lot of people got it.
A vow that he would not be forgotten. So that not only pertains to him, his memory, but all soldiers, past, current, those that are currently deployed.
Mm-hmm. And so you, the founder of this is here in Redding?
Correct.
Fred and who, Solanti. Tell us about him.
Fred Solanti, retired major. Two Bronze Stars with Valor, Vietnam. Been there, done that. Long and short, he saw another gentleman pointed out to him the remains of veterans left on a mortuary shelf at a VA hospital in Oregon. This gentleman was named Rick Klester, I believe. Seemed like there was a couple thousand remains.
Wow.
And Fred took it to the next level.
Good for him.
Said, this is not right.
And good for you for getting involved. So often we see need, and we just say, oh, that is such a shame, and then we go about our merry way.
So right? Now that we are educated about it, now we have a responsibility to make a decision
and be aware
to what degree we want to help. And so I want to ask you, Mark, how can someone listening today get a hold of this group or try to make some, you know, if they're having this feeling in their heart right now that they want to help, how can they help?
Website is miap.us. That stands for Missing in America Project .us. The website can pretty much direct you, whether it's donations or just information about what MIAP stands for. There's always shortage of volunteers. The researching cremains is a real extensive research. You just don't go in and find out. Things have to be done through the system, mm-hmm. really involved.
Very legal.
Very legal, yeah. Yes. It's just, okay. It's very involved process. But just on a local level, I think just awareness.
Okay. You know, this wasn't planned to have Mark on the show, but because I just met Jan a few days ago and she was sharing with me what Mark does, I really thought it was important to, you know, highlight that. And so, you know, we can talk more throughout the show. I really want to talk more about everything. So I think when we come back, Jan, if you could tell us more about Visual Rhythm Studio, what okay. you do over there, where you're located, you know, the okay. logistics. I know Mark is very supportive of you, and I think that's so awesome that you have a great husband like this. And then I'll share with you, and maybe Christy wants to share. I have a Zumba experience with you, so
yes, you
that'll be fun to talk about. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about Mark's project. We're going to talk more about goals. We're going to talk more about movement and fitness. And we have our 30-day to Feeling Fit program coming up. So please come back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you when they met her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this man. God bless the USA. Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
With the economy the way it is, it's hard to know which way to turn and what decisions to make. But if you could save up to 50% on your energy bill and get $400 to $7,000 in rebates, now that would be a good decision. Phil Carpenter's Heating, AC, and Daikin Douglas, with 24 years of experience providing quality service at a reasonable price. From servicing your existing unit to a new energy-saving Daikin Douglas system. Take advantage of the rebates while they last. Think about it. A new Daikin ductless system. No ducts for microorganisms to live in. Quiet operation. Best of all, the Daikin ductless system even purifies and removes allergens from the air. Think about it. Savings. Energy efficient. Comfort and peace of mind. Now that's a good decision. Phil Carpenter's Heating, AC, and Daikin ductless. On the web at gopcac.com or call 223-3285. That's 223-3285.
Welcome back, everybody. I do believe we have someone made a comment in the chat room, and let's go ahead and highlight them.
That was Kelly. She's in the chat room, and she says that she has had the privilege of working with Mark and Jan on many fronts, and they are very special people, and she considers them a blessing and a privilege.
Aw, and you guys are. You guys are a wonderful gift to our community, and I'm so glad to have you here today, really. And so I want to highlight you, Jan. Let's highlight Visual Rhythms Fitness Studio. Tell us more about where you're located. And
the studio is located on Lake Boulevard. It's 1072 Lake Boulevard, easy to find next to Shasta Pizza Company. It's a large building. It's a private studio, and we work together as a group, but it is a private studio. So we have kind of a personal touch. Everybody gets some personal attention, and it is definitely a unique experience. You'll always feel comfortable at Visual Rhythms. You'll feel welcome. There's a real camaraderie there. It's a warm, wonderful environment.
Oh, man. Okay, you guys, when I walked in there the other day, Lisa brought me, Lisa Orr, and she invited me to the show, or to the class, and she said, do you want to do Zumba? Okay, I got to tell you guys, you might look at me, think, ooh, Latin girl, she knows all her dances, she probably knows how to dance. I do not. So it's always been sort of a hesitancy for me. I don't want to say fear anymore because I don't like that. And so I told Jan, I really need this in my life. And so I felt so warm and welcome from everyone. Everyone, I believe, knows my name because they literally walked up to me and introduced themselves, all your students. And the music was awesome. You were awesome. The Irish came out that day for me because I really did not know what I was doing. But as soon as we did some merengue moves, that helped me out a little bit. So anyway, that was so much fun. And your classes are on what days, your Zumba classes?
We have Zumba on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 5:30. On Wednesdays, we do Zumba toning, which we started in January of last year. Actually, we've been doing it almost a year now. It's Zumba fitness, the dance moves, but we incorporate upper body toning and muscle strength with strengthening with 1.5 or 2.5 pound toning sticks. And it seems like not much weight, but I'll guarantee you it is the hardest class. Everybody hates it, but they show up because they see the results. After the first song, you're dying. But the effects, the benefits are all positive, and the people keep coming back. So it's a new thing to incorporate into your cardiovascular exercise and fitness that you can also get muscle toning and strengthening at the same time.
Yeah, and so what we're really trying to talk about today, Christy, right, is, you know, if we have to do it, if it's part of our goal, if you want movement in your life, make sure that it's fun, right? Make sure that you like what you're doing. Like, you brought in some ideas today for us. You want to share some movement ideas?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Zumba is ideal because you're moving, you're shaking, you're having fun, you're laughing. You're crying.
It's supposed to have a party-like atmosphere.
And every Zumba, I've done a number of Zumba classes over the years in different places, and that's the common denominator, is everyone's really having a fun time. And what you have going there at the studio sounds awesome. Before I mention the others, what other things are you doing at your studio? You've got the Zumba, and what else? You said it's visual rhythms. What does that mean?
That's just the name of my studio. It took me a long time to come up with that name, but as I thought over it and over it and over it, and I saw in my mind's eye what we were doing, and we had all these different rhythms that we were incorporating, samba, reggaeton, cumbia, even some Charleston, flamenco, salsa, but what I really saw coming out of that was it's all visual. We see these rhythms coming to a physical awareness of the body moving. And so that's where visual rhythms came from. Upcoming in March is going to be a class called Essential Rhythms, where I'll be teaching Zumba Gold.
And what does that mean?
Zumba Gold is for the active older adult. It's a little slower pace. As in regular Zumba, you don't need to know how to dance. You just have to have a desire to move and to either start into a new healthy lifestyle or continue on and progress.
I love that in our North State, we have all these options. We've got your studio. We've got, I mean, just myriad of different places that you can join and be a part of a group. You know, even solitary pursuits you can do as a group here in town. And I did bring some info on the Frosty Fun Runs, which actually started today. This is a group of, you can just show up for this. And John Luasis has put this together every year. We do the summer, the hot ones in the summer, and then we do the cold ones in the winter. And it's usually anywhere from 2 to 4 miles, and it depends. You can do a two-mile route, or you could do a longer route. It's all different levels of runners and walkers and mamas with their baby carriages.
Oh, yeah.
And
the runners, yeah.
Yeah, so you can go to midnightracing.net for more info on that. This morning we were over at Lake Redding Park. The 12th is our next one, and that's over at Lima Ranch. So they kind of move it around the community, and you get a really great opportunity to see different parts of the area that are great for running.
And what's cool is there's a little bit of a tiny donation that eventually goes towards
school. Well, it goes towards paying for the venue and all the logistics of doing it.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure what he does with the rest of the money, but I do know they're great people, and they support a lot of local events and I want to say the word ministry, but that's not the right word. Local charities. Yeah, thank you. And then the other thing, don't forget, January the 20th is our Reading Marathon. This is a big deal. People actually come from all over the world to run this. And it finishes, of course, on our world-famous Sundial Bridge. And if you are just thinking about it and you're like, well, what is all this running about? Go to one of these events and see what's going on. Like the marathon itself, go down by the bridge and walk around and watch people coming across the bridge. Look at the venues. They have different vendors there, right there by Turtle Bay on that end of the bridge. And it's just really a fun environment, a way to get yourself moving. And, you know, actually mention this quickly about the Reading Marathon. It is a Boston qualifier.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of neat.
There's a purse there, too, then, right? Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the purse is, but I do know that they people from all over the world come because it's such a nice course to use as a qualifier. It's a fast course. But there's lots of ways to get moving, and we'll talk about more. I think that's what you have on the agenda
definitely.
For later. Mm-hmm. And be thinking about how do you want to get yourself moving. We do know that moving the body keeps you from being sick. It sounds crazy.
We're going to talk more about that.
Yeah, and I mean, Maria, you're all over this with the movement and the proper alignment and so forth of the body. But just move, if you laze around on the couch for a couple weeks, like some of you, maybe even in this room, maybe even the person speaking has been doing, you know that you just feel horrible. And you start moving, you feel great. Yesterday I went up skiing with my daughter for her second day, which was awesome because I got to stay on all the green and blue runs. But you know what, guys? We're going to come back in a couple minutes. Dr. Maria, you want to take us to break?
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Please come on back.
And you love music anywhere. You thought you found a friend.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranty in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-424-7690. That's 1-800-424-7690.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Heart is a blue, shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and in studio today I have Christy Largent as my guest co-host. Hi, Christy.
Hello. Good morning.
And Ms. Jan Bailey and Mark Bailey, thank you guys for coming in today. It's been such a pleasure, and we're going to keep talking here. Okay, so let's talk about something, guys. We're going to maybe go into health a little bit more, just talking about staying well. What is it? What's the temperature like right now? Or it was 31 this morning, Rachel? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I know it's been really cold weather these days, and a lot of times, like Christy was saying, that keeps us indoors sometimes because
that and laziness.
Well, okay.
Let's be frank here.
Okay, let's be frank.
I can sometimes put on a coat if I really wanted to be
outside.
Okay,
well, sometimes if it's cold, maybe we don't feel like we want to go out or that kind of thing. Or maybe it's raining and that doesn't help either. But it definitely keeps us indoors inside very heated houses, offices, and what I call basically the petri dishes that we call public classrooms, right? I mean, literally, if you have kids, they're getting sick kind of often, right? I don't know. How is that?
Well, mine don't because we use our bond
okay,
in
cool.
our house.
Okay, and that's great. And, you know, we're going to talk more about having biological warriors in our life, too. That's what I call them. So, you know, so sometimes what happens is you are, you know, you've walked into someone's home or office from out of the cold, you're shivering, you know, And it's like walking into a sauna, right? Right. And then you know, until your core temperature gets warm and, you know, then all of a sudden, like 15 or 20 minutes later, you're like going, ugh, I feel sick. I need to get out of here, right? So I think one of my suggestions that I wanted to talk about was keeping things cooler in your house and your offices, and it keeps your body working, you know, to try to stay warm and to keep those physiological processes working. Not to mention, what do bugs like for food? Right? They warmth. Like warmth. They like the moisture, simple sugars. We know that. And they also like no biological warriors in their way to get the host sick, right? So it's always better to keep your body working at optimum, getting out, getting some fresh air, trying to, even when it's cold, you know, mm-hmm. is a good thing, mm-hmm. Because that doesn't happen a lot during the winter. I think that's why people are getting sick. And for Pete's sake, go to your chiropractor. Go get adjusted on a regular schedule that's created for you by your doctor. This will do more for your overall health than anything else I know. There are really no excuses anymore. So taking a proactive and preventative approach like we're talking about today with your health care, you'll be healthier for it, I believe. So the other thing is, don't wait until you're hurting. Don't wait until you have the chronic flus and sicknesses or those chronic headaches. Don't wait until that moment. If you take a preventative and proactive approach beforehand and you make a decision to just have a lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle that's basically works for you, it's, I think, a very good way to have a preventative approach for the colds, flus, and infections. So anything else you want to share about that with your kids being a lot healthier because they move a lot, too, I
know. Oh, yeah. Well, we're very active family, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For a start. And for second, they don't eat a lot of junk.
Yeah.
You know, I eat more junk than my children do, I have to say. This is a horrible admission. Let me rephrase that. In the past, I have eaten more junk than my children do because now I'm on a mission. This year, one of my goals I'm contemplating. Now, I'm saying this out loud, but have you heard of the Tough Mudder over in Lake Tahoe? They have them all over, but there's one in Lake Tahoe this summer and another in the fall. And I'm turning 50 in October, and I'm feeling that little bit of, oh, my heart kind of pressure thing. And I'm like, you know, I think I might want to do something big like that. And if you do that, you have to really buckle down and train. Dr. Marie and I both attend North State CrossFit, which we love. And all that gets you ready for the big adventure. But the key is moving and keeping the crap out of your diet. Because really, every time you're eating these toxins, you're putting them in your body. And you're making your body susceptible to being sick. And you, Jan, as a retired nurse, you know. I mean, you saw a hand-in-glove correlation between what people eat, how they move, and how their fitness level is.
Absolutely.
I love my dad. You know, he was just in here doing Kurt's show this morning, and he's 73, I think. And the guy has energy like a 40-year-old or 30-year-old. He always has. My whole life he's had high energy. He eats really well, and he stays really active. He does the river trail on his bike. He does classes over at the old kangaroo courts, what's it called now?
Shasta Athletic
yeah. Club. And, you know, he's really active and he eats really healthy. And so we see that correlation. And so for my children, that was, I think, how we got on this question was, my kids eat really well. We don't have a lot of junk in the house. And the version of what is really well these days, there's so much information out there. What we're going to do in January is we're starting a 30 Days to Fit program utilizing whole food eating. And no refined foods, basically. And we're supplementing. We are using an easy button with the Arbonne vegan protein shakes. And I think Maria, you're going to talk about that.
Thanks for accidentally calling me Amelia.
I know.
Because I love her so much. She's such a smart
My
girl.
My daughter.
That's Christy's daughter.
Yeah, but Dr. Maria, well, and Amelia does love the shakes, as does Graham, my five-year-old. They ask for them every morning. So if you're looking for a really quick, easy, healthy meal alternative or a post-workout meal that's going to boost your put protein directly into your system. I think, Dr. Maria, why don't you talk a little bit about the shakes? We bring this up because a lot of times people say, and I know, Maria, you hear this, how can I eat well? How can I do it? I'm so busy. I don't have time to cook. I don't have time to do this. That's why we love our 30 Days to Feeling Fit, because it's a full detox program
while you're really busy. You don't have to stop your life. In fact, what it does is gives you more energy than you've ever experienced. It improves your mood. My husband, the first time I did this, after about 2 weeks, he goes, "Christy, you're just so happy." Because he saw the difference between the sugar-induced mood swings versus
insulin-induced mood swings,
yeah, the
right?
the junk food-induced versus eating a detoxed meal approach, eating approach to life.
Yeah, and I guess we could start. I mean, I don't know how much time we have for this segment, but we do have some of our props right here. This is our protein powder. This is chocolate, I believe. Right, Christy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? One of the reasons why we use the very pure, safe, and beneficial products of Arbonne is because we know not only are we proud of what's in them, but we're very, very proud of what's not in them. And one of the main reasons why I like this protein powder is not just the 20 grams of vegan protein, but the fact that it is vegan. Okay, there is no soy or whey. And actually, in the last 2 years, the company really listened to us, and they actually took out, what was it, the...
We had soy lecithin as an emulsifier, and now we're using sunflower lecithin, and there's no artificial colors or sweeteners. There's no junk. I mean, you guys, seriously, what are you putting in your bodies every day? Are you filling it full of artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, genetically modified foods? Or are you putting whole, pure foods in your body? And that's really one of the big keys. I mean, you are what that old statement, you are what you eat. When I was in my 20s, I'd be like, if I am what I eat, then I am fast, cheap, and easy.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk more about
that. Now I no longer say that.
Okay. So we'll talk more about the 30-Day to Feeling Fit program when we come back. Thank you. Stay tuned.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, "I'm going to live while I'm alive." Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Marie again, and if you're just tuning in, this is the Positively Healthy Show, and we're coming on to the end of our hour here, so we're going to just really try to just pack it in here. And in the chat room, Kamish C. says, at age 66, never physically active, joined Zumba over with Miss Jan Bailey 4 months ago and lost 2 sizes. Wow. And I'm not quite understanding what you wrote there, Rachel.
That's okay. I write like a sociopathic kindergartner. She lost 25 pounds in 2 sizes. Her daily life has drastically improved. She fell in love with Zumba and the supportive group of women that are at Jam Studio, aww, and she loves Visual Rhythms. So aww, a little affirmation from the chat room for you, Jan.
Thank you. That is really so much.
Thank you, chat.
Do you know who that is?
I do know who that is. That's my friend Kathy. And she has...
She was trying to be anonymous. But
she's just become a stronger, more positive, healthy woman. And she's noticed just simple tasks in her everyday life that she didn't realize she wasn't able to do until she found out that she could do them.
Wow.
It's just changed
so
her
life
completely.
So you're seeing not just people learn how to exercise and take care of their body, but it sounds like overall transformation
overall
is happening.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll bet she's not unique.
No, I see this with a lot of girls. And, you know, and I also see the joy. I see them want to come to class, not to drag yourself in because you have to go exercise, but to want to be there. I see husbands saying, they might say, I'm not going to Zumba tonight. They say, yeah, you are. You're going. Because they're happier
so
women
funny
when they come home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So great. I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mark's laughing right here.
He knows.
Mm.
He knows.
Get off the couch, husbands. No, yeah. I'm joking. I know Tim does a lot. He does not sit on the couch,
yeah,
that's for sure. Okay, so we have so much to talk about. I'm wondering if we should go in and talk about how we're doing the 30-Day to Feeling Fit program, so we make sure to get that in before the end of the hour.
Okay. So you're going to be heading up a weekly accountability group, right?
Yes. It's a conference call.
It's a conference call
on
Wednesday night.
Make it easy for people to be able to have accountability, meet in a place where there's like-minded people doing the same things, very supportive, but easy to get to. You don't have to go anywhere. You get on the phone, listen to the call. If you weren't able to make the call, I'm recording it. Okay, all that information, all the numbers we're gonna put on Facebook later, or put it out on the chat line later. And then you've made it into a challenge, right?
Yeah,
Christine?
We're gonna do the Biggest Loser Challenge, and it'll be using the 30-Day to Fit program. So obviously we want people that are committed to say, okay, I'll take 30 days and see what we can do with this. The winner gets $250 in Arbonne products, nutrition products. And a lot of people think, oh, Arbonne is just skincare because they know the fabulous anti-aging line. Or they've used the baby care line for their baby with the sensitive skin or whatever, or the organic makeup. But what our nutrition line has done is really revolutionized this market as far as pure, safe, and beneficial nutritional supplements. And it's not just the protein with 20 grams of vegan protein packed in that's not soy, and that is not, of course, whey, because that's from an animal. But it's also the fiber. It's also the vitamins. It's also the energy drinks, which are really good for you instead of filled with like the toxins like we were talking about earlier. They're really pure. So the idea is you eat, for the program, you can do one or two shakes a day with a whole food third meal. Second or third meal, depending on what your goal is, depending on your activity level, and we'll work with you individually to make sure that you have the right program for you. And whoever participates in that, the biggest loser is going to get that $250 in free product. So it's a motivator for all of us, myself included. I've been on this program off and on over the past 3 years and lost this is my, in the past, this has been my difficult area, shall we say, and I'm learning how to overcome it, and Arbonne has helped because it's easy to have it's an easy button. You know, rather than be like, oh, I'm going to give in and have that, you know, stop and get a donut, well, I can make a shake really fast and drink it in the car while I'm taking my kids to school. So it's that kind of thing that just makes it easy. And then having the accountability and the weekly check-in with Dr. Maria is great.
Yeah, and the calls aren't going to just be a check-in like, oh, what was the weight on the scale this week? No, it is all about health. We're going to talk about what worked on the program, what didn't work for you. I already have a lot of people that have requested information like, how do I cook for one? How do I cook for big families? And I say, get the slow cooker out. That's what I say to that. And then, it's that time of the year anyway. The other thing is people want to know about gluten-free and what that is all about. It's such a big sort of craze and household phrase right now, and some people still just maybe they don't know about it. And the premise of the program is we are actually taking foods out of your system that are going to be creating an allergic response, right? And so sometimes what that allergic response is a systemic inflammation in your body.
And you know that you have inflammation if you get up in the morning and your joints ache, or your eyes are puffy, or your cheeks are puffy. Those are really clear signs of inflammation. And what I love with this program is that it's a really simple way to detox your whole body and get rid of all those inflammatory trigger foods. And it also is a great way to find out what you're allergic to, because you, after 30 days, we're going to teach you how to gradually reintroduce the different foods to see how your body responds. And the beauty is you may never have realized that you were allergic to this certain food because you ate it all the time and you lived with a chronic allergic reaction, which is inflammation, or a stomach ache, or headaches. Who would be good on this program? We're going to take a break, but when we come back from our break, this is Christy Large, and I'm here with Dr. Maria Salas on her
and
show
this
today.
This is the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Loaves and Fishes Reading is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Reading community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Reading is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a veterans food bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Do you hear this party starting in here? And that song that you're listening to is a remake from remix. Pardon me. I'm Generation X, and I don't know all the new jargon, but that is from DJ Zenom, who was on the show last month. That is Caden Moniz, young. Mr. Caden Moniz, 12 years old, has his own DJ business, and he's from Red Bluff, California, and this is one of his remixes, very popular song, I guess, right? So
number one viewed YouTube hit of 2012 was Gangnam.
Yeah, so smart for Caden to remix that.
Anybody can do anything. Yeah. That guy can do that.
Good job, you can do anything. Love the mix. Okay, so we want to finish talking about just a few more things here. I want to highlight Mark Bailey and the Missing in America Project, honoring our veterans. And if you would like more information about that, please go to miap.us. That's miap.us. And what does that stand for again, Mark?
Missing in America Project.
Okay, thank you. And he can give you some more information if you're interested in helping with that. Okay. Oh, my gosh. During the break, we had an amazing gift presented to us, didn't we, Christy?
Yep.
You want to go ahead and
Jan,
share?
Jan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We were talking about doing the Biggest Loser Challenge starting this next week. And Jan said, I mentioned, yes, we're giving $250 in free product to the winner. And Jan said, you know what? I want to add to that. And now that winner will receive 1 month of free Zumba at the Visual Rhythm Studio, which is Jan Bailey's studio up on Lake Boulevard.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dan, that
You're
is
welcome.
So kind, and it will, like you said, maybe motivate somebody to
Hopefully.
Say, oh, gosh, I want to really mm-hmm. stick with this so I get that free month of Zumba. Dance my booty off.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
you
that's
know,
great.
People wanted, have always asked, who can do this 30 Days to Fit program? Mm-hmm. And here's the answer. I have clients of all walks and shapes and sizes mm-hmm. and ages.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are young and you're really active, but you just don't feel like you have that full edge that you want to have athletically, you should do this program because you'll detox your body and it'll improve your athletic ability.
Totally increase performance.
Middle yeah. and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've tried everything. I don't know what's going to work. Will this really work? Try it. It will work. If you're older, you're not even moving right now. You're thinking, I'm too heavy to move. This is a program for you because you will shed weight and inflammation really without moving. The first time I did it, I had a back injury and I was having a lot of trouble moving, and I still lost weight. I mean, it is just
yeah.
really, if you're old, middle, or young, if you are active or inactive, this is a program for you. We guarantee it will help you feel better. One of my friends in the Bay Area, when she started this program, she was about 150 pounds overweight. And she has dropped weight, dropped weight, dropped weight. Her husband joined in. He dropped weight. They are moving. Their whole lives have changed, extraordinarily changed, through using this and learning the skills and tools to be healthy in their eating and healthy in their activities.
And everyone has different goals of what they want to accomplish. Some people have just come to the class and said, I want to feel better. I want to have more mental clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important, too, because if you really don't have that, how can you get up and go do your daily activities, go to work, and accomplish what you need to accomplish throughout the day. So if you have the mental clarity, you get clean up in the head, too, I think everything's going to be a lot better. So
are you going to put the information on your website, or what are you
doing? I will do both. I'll put my information on my website, which is healthwisedoc.com. That's healthwisedoc.com, as well as
they can link to from the K.
Yeah.
CNR website, correct?
Is there
a link over to it?
There might be,
I hope.
Yeah.
And as well as on Facebook, you can find me, Dr. Maria Salas, Healthwise Chiropractic.
You can also find me on Facebook, Christy Largent, just like it's spelled. Just like it sounds, I mean. And I'm on Facebook, Friend Me. I love, love, love all my friends. And you'll see, we do posting on that a lot. We do put some documents on that so you're able to. And, you know, this year I'm going to do a Pure Transformation page, and I'm going to be talking, because Arvon's theme for the year is Pure Transformation, so I stole it, and I'm going to be using it personally, because there's so many people that I meet that are like, Christy, I want transformation with my work, you know, with professionally, or I want transformation with my relationships, relationally. Or, of course, like we're talking about here today, physical
and
transformation
health. Yeah.
And health transformation. So I'm going to be blogging on that. I'll do a little Facebook page where you can blog along and you can read along, where you can write longer thoughts on the pages.
But so. we have so many testimonials, right?
Yeah.
We've got a few 2 minutes left here, and we just want to close out with, you know what, this product tastes great. It just happens to taste great. I have testimonials where people were using some other protein powders that were just gritty and just didn't taste good. This product's great, so you don't even have to worry about that. But my experience is that I've been able to lose about 20 pounds. It was like 18, 19. And since 2010, been able to keep it off, and I'm going for more. So I'm really excited about that.
You know, the other thing, Dr. Maria, I was going to mention is Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Chamber of Commerce in their conference room, we'll be having our North State Arvon recognition training, and we're going to cover a little bit on this 30 Days to Fit program. So if you're curious about it, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, we'll have a business overview because Arvon is so much more than the products.
Yes.
It's the opportunity. But we're also going to be talking about this 30 Days to Fit program.
And bring a friend because it's always nice
and
to have support.
If you're a guest, it's free. And there's no obligation, but just a great way to check it out and find out what's going on with it.
You can always call me at 227-3984. That's 227-3984 if you want to hear more about the 30 Day to Feeling Fit program. Any last words, Ms. Jan Bailey, our guest today?
Oh, I just want to thank you for, first of all, coming to my class.
That was
and
fun.
Most of all, for having Mark and I here today. It means a lot to me. It's opened up my eyes to a lot of other things that are out there mm-hmm. as far as being healthy and challenging yourself to be more fit. So
this is the year, isn't it?
This is it.
This is the year. I'm ready.
Let's get going.
Yeah, and I'll put more notes out there of everything else that I want to talk about. Rachel, thank you so much. It's been great. See you on the 19th. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, and this is a Positively Healthy Show. Dr. Maria Salas.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Ready.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Another deadly shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Less than 6 months after the theater shooting, four people died in a hostage situation this morning. Police say a gunman killed three people before police arrived at the house, where it all happened before dawn. Hours later, the suspect died, but it's not clear whether he was shot by police or he killed himself. After President Obama gets back Monday from his Hawaiian holiday, he is expected to choose a Republican to join his cabinet. Senior Democratic sources telling Fox News that Chuck Hagel is in line to be nominated as the next defense secretary.
This apparent pick comes despite many indications that the GOP maverick would face a rocky confirmation hearing. The former two-term senator from Nebraska has a history of blunt statements, including a reference to, quote, the Jewish lobby as an intimidating force on Capitol Hill that will likely draw fresh scrutiny. As well, Hagel apologized last month for an occasion back in 1998 when he described James Hormel,